SWAT girls wrestling team will have a lot of activity at the state tournament this week. Coach Tiffany South with us here. And what a performance, first of all, at the Super Regionals on Friday. Let's just talk about that. Kind of a feeling did you walk away from that day with as far as a performance from your team?
That was a mix of emotions all over the place. I mean, we had six girls qualify and going on to state, but then those other five girls that didn't make it, it was heartbreaking, one of them being a senior, Rio Johnson. We just really wanted her to push through, so that was heartbreaking. But overall, our performance, I think, was very impressive.
We'll go through your qualifiers here kind of one by one and tell us a little bit about what to expect at Coralville this week. Jazz Christensen, runner-up in the regionals at 100. She's 18-9 on the year.
Yes, she actually is coming back from an injury, but she has pushed through. She made it to state, and she has been just on point with her wrestling, improving every single tournament. She's picking up her technique. She's gaining confidence, and I think confidence is a big thing for Jazz. Sometimes these wrestlers get it in their head and they're defeated before they walk out on the mat, and we just have to build Jazz up, and she goes out there and she can hang with the best of them.
Addie Lundquist, she's got a pretty proven track record. She's gonna have, is she a number one seed in her bracket, or where's she
she's
at?
She's actually number four. And a good reason for that is because she hasn't wrestled very many weights at, or very many matches at the 110-pound class. So she didn't have a lot of things to go in her favor. But that's okay. She's going to go out and wrestle her best matches. And I really think she has a very good chance of taking that state championship.
Okay. And then you got Evie Marlin. She was a runner-up on Friday at 130.
And a bummer. Total disappointing. Evie actually sprained her ankle in two different places and has had to bow out of the tournament. So a girl from Glenwood actually gets to go. So it's still in our area, which is amazing, because of how they did it. The fifth place girl gets to go bumped up to the state tournament. And Evie, we tried to rehab it and it just didn't come through. So Evie has two more years. So we're just looking forward to getting her healed up and back on the mat next year to dominate.
Grace Britton, great year for you, 35-1, and I would imagine she's got pretty high expectations this week.
She does. It was disappointing for her at the regionals. She had her first loss of the season, and it wasn't anything, but she got caught. It happens in wrestling to the best of them, and you live and you learn, and I think personally that it may have been a blessing in disguise to get that pressure of being undefeated off, but not in Grace's eyes at all. But I really think she, too, has a very good chance of taking that championship this coming weekend.
How about Ellen Gerlach coming through with a regional title there at 190?
Ellen has been just amazing to watch her come through all of these tournaments. She, as I said before, last year, she struggled. She didn't, I mean, her hips were all over the place. Her balance was all over the place. And this year she has just done a complete 180 and is a dominant wrestler on that mat. And Clark Gerlach, her dad, is one of the coaches in my room. And so he works with her a lot and with Haley. And I tried to get coaches that were diversified so that I could have this type of wrestler with this type of coach. Ellen has just improved every single time, and I am so excited to see how well she does this weekend.
And you mentioned Haley Armstrong there, too. She's getting quite a bit better as you go along as well.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Haley has, again, confidence. She's a freshman, so she still has a lot of time on the mat. But every single match, same thing. She comes out and does moves that people don't expect to come out of girls with at the 235-pound weight class, and she just goes all out, and her heart is so big, and she just does an amazing job out there. She is a huge asset to the team.
Anything else to add here, Coach, as you get ready for a big week Thursday and Friday?
I just want to, like, all the wrestlers in the room, even though they didn't make it to the state tournament, without them, or the whole team, our girls wouldn't be where they are today, My whole slogan for this year, iron sharpens iron, and that's what happened. You know, without that team in there pushing each other, I'm just so proud of everybody. And almost the entire team's going to support those girls that did make it through, and any community members that come to support. It would just be an amazing showing for the SWAT team and our community. And just thank you to everybody who has supported us this entire time.
Coach, thanks a bunch. Good luck at State.
Thank you so much.
All right.